Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as my cut of today's categories in honor of the air fryer, the best salad dressings, and the best salad ingredients. Good. Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up after emails on a random question.
Random.
There are a few. I don't know if they're on the list.
I mean, I think the best salad would be chicken or tuna, but that's me.
You don't like macaroni salad? Not usually,
man. I don't know what it is. When people make macaroni salad, I feel like somehow that is a license to add crap that no one else wants to eat. Right? There's always a slightly weird taste to it. That's not the macaroni. The macaroni doesn't have taste, but I don't know. The choice of little chopped up odd-ass vegetables.
Like a little pimento, maybe.
You know what? Here's the problem. Macaroni salad is the kind of salad that somehow has sent out an invitation for peas to join it.
Nah, you can't.
That's what I mean. I agree.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one.
My mom used to make kind of like a, I guess like a pasta salad, but it wasn't like that. It was a little more, no offense, Mom, a little more low grade. So it was like cooked spaghetti.
Southern style?
Yeah, just like right. A hunks of and cheese mustard. And like Italian dressing and like pepperoni and stuff.
Fine.
Of this.
Yeah, that's delicious. Good. That's an antipasta. That's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What had right. Pasta?
Yeah. Why do they call it antipasta?
Because there's no pasta in it and you're at an Italian restaurant.
And I hate it.
Okay.
You hate the antipasta?
No.
No, he's anti-pasta.
I'm anti
pasta, see.
See.
Sorry. Something. I very much enjoy
I can tell you.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know. You're fired up.
I'm a little hungry.
What if we? Could get the prosciutto and wrap it in delicious melon for you?
I've done that at home. It's great.
Then drizzle some sauce on top.
Yeah, a little balsamic.
Yeah, whatever.
You know the last words Ted said to me right before we came back from that. Honest to God, we're talking about bars and we miss going in. And as the show's coming back, Ted's like, last night I went out. I left half an order of chicken wings. I said, don't you feel bad now? He's like, yes. And then we're back on the air.
Yeah, man. I was at my buddy's place. And
you left him there?
I did. He was like, I'll get him to go for you. I was like, cool, thanks. And he made him dirty for me too. Half barbecue, half hot.
How much money would you give him right now? Like, man, just give me a half order of your chicken wings.
I've walked by that bar like five times.
are they called Dirty Wings?
Yeah. Well, he said, hey, I'll make them dirty for you. I said, yeah, give me half and half.
Yeah, he dropped them on the floor.
Like Dirty Wings, huh?
Dirty Wings.
Dirty Wings. What's that from?
What is that song?
I know, but
I'm just making fun of Timberlake.
No, there's a song. We
always say Dirty Wings.
Dirty Wings. Which one is that? When we're back in the office.
It's Nirvana.
Nirvana, which one?
Oh, God.
This is killing me right now.
Oh, no.
I know it's not important.
Kurt Cobain talks about his dirty wings.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't say that. But it's
Dirty Wings. It's called the Dirty Wings song.
So it's like, I've been all over the
United States. You know that sound
chicken
from
wings.
Nirvana.
I've never
it's
had dirty
Polly.
Polly. Polly want a cracker and some dirty wings. Dirty wings. Blue cheese. Dirty wings. What?
It's unbelievable.
What?
I mean, last week, Nick Cage in studio. This week, you're spot on Nirvana.
Oh, man. Like, wow. Dirty Wings.
Wow.
Yo.
I love blowing people's minds.
Oh, man, oh, man.
They think there's just a cavalcade of celebrities, living or dead, that pass through these studios.
Rich Little used to do this.
Random.
And nothing else. Random.
He does say Dirty Wings in that song. Random.
I'm pretty sure he says Dirty Wings, random, but I always hear Dirty Wings. Random. Hello, Allison. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
How are you, Allison?
doing okay.
Okay.
Give us 1 second. We're researching the Dirty Wang song.
All right. Oh, your dirty wings.
What does he say before? What the hell is he talking
about? Let me quip your dirty wings. Dirty wings.
Kurt Cobain.
Dirty wings.
He knew what was up. They're bone in, too.
See there, Ted? You and Kurt Cobain. Yep. The love of dirty wings.
Dirty wings.
Okay, let's go with this one here. Okay. When was the last time that you were in IKEA, and what did you buy in IKEA?
Oh, goodness. I think the last time I was in IKEA was maybe like last year at some point.
Okay,
we just moved from Anchorage to down here in Seattle. So I guess it was 2 years ago, but we basically had to buy everything for an apartment because we flew down and had our car shipped, and literally everything for the apartment we bought at IKEA.
Is it possible to drive from Anchorage, Alaska to Seattle?
Absolutely.
It is. But it's just it takes you a long time to circumvent that?
It's quite a while. Before we lived in Anchorage, I lived in Philadelphia. And I drove my car from Philadelphia to Anchorage.
What city do you think has more black people? Philadelphia or Anchorage?
When you got to Anchorage, did you bitch about the lack of a decent cheesesteak like everyone else from Philly?
Mm-hmm.
No, honestly, I was never really a huge cheesesteak fan. I grew up pretty much vegetarian, but I do miss Rita's Water Ice.
Okay.
Oh, Rita's is great, man.
Just so you know, we almost got kicked out of the Paris in Anchorage because Steve wouldn't stop laughing at the bartender.
Well, he was funny looking, to be fair. So how much stuff, it really was funny looking. How much stuff did you have to buy from IKEA? Like, what was your total bill?
Oh, goodness. We actually opened up a card for it.
All right.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
You can furnish a whole home in there really, really
good. All right. Now, let me ask you this. How long were you in IKEA?
Because
it's a commitment.
Hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a busy, it was like on a Saturday, too. So
it's always busy. Don't ever go to IKEA on the weekend unless you have nothing but time and patience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I try not to go to IKEA. It's nothing against IKEA. I actually think it's a very fantastic store. It's just, again, there's too many people, all the stuff. So I had to go, I don't know, it was like around Christmas or something. Not this year. A few years ago, my daughter's with us, all right? So she's never been to IKEA. To her, this is the coolest, greatest place, and I understand why. It's big.
There's 20 children's rooms that you can look at.
And I want to say, she got hooked up with Swedish meatballs at the end, all right? So now, she gets home. My son had been to a birthday party, and she is trying to explain to my son how great this place IKEA is. We spent a month listening to this dude beg us to take him to IKEA. Like, this became like his Disneyland. I'm like, dude, you've got to be kidding me. Took them to IKEA, same experience. They think it is the single great. Like,
it's
if
easy
I said,
to get suckered
we're
in when
going
you're
to an amusement park, I could take them to IKEA and they would fall for it.
I think, I struggle in there.
You have weird conversations with people like, do we need a new spatula set?
You don't need anything in there, but you're going to buy it anyway.
Wooden spoons? Or wooden spoons?
Oh, God. We finally got new salad tongs. It's really...
Oh, look at this. It's kind of like
I'm glad
big scissors.
I'm going to be in the store for 4 hours so I can walk out of here with salad tongs and a lamp.
I just use 2 spoons.
And I don't eat salad.
You only have 2 spoons?
No, to make a salad.
Oh,
you're that salad.
Big spoons, you don't go spoon and then fork?
Depends on the salad, but there's a steakhouse I went to and the guy was making the salad, the Caesar salad right there with just 2 spoons. And I was like...
Oh, really?
Like what he's doing.
And it turns out it's just that he was poor.
He was really whipping that yolk up there. Huh? Were you Carroll's Creek? That's a great place.
He was the one that recommended to me, or he was like, dude, did you know the real Caesar salad started in Mexico? And I was like, did not
know that.
Oh, it's fantastic. And one of the things about the Caesar salad in Mexico is that the lettuce itself is not cut up. So basically you're getting the whole piece of lettuce.
I like it cut up.
Everything's put on top.
That's a cool way of being lazy. And look, there's a couple things you can do if you have a restaurant where you're lazy. But people actually spend, like, extra money. So, one, the romaine, like you said, the Caesar salad.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of taking any time to cut up this head, slather this bitch in some dressing, and people, ooh, this is beautiful, right? Fondue restaurants. Like, wait a minute. I'm giving you money because I'm going to cook my own food all day.
Mm-hmm.
This is genius.
Reason we asked, when was the last time you were at IKEA and what did you buy? You missed being at the best IKEA of them all. This one over in China, in Beijing. As IKEA has said, it will take more careful security measures in its shop after an explicit video of a woman masturbating in one of its stores went viral online.
To be fair, she was doing it herself.
The clip shows a woman pleasuring herself, half naked, on various sofas and beds in the furniture section in the showroom. While oblivious shoppers walk
She's
by in the background.
She's on the 40-stack sofa, oh my God.
While uncensored versions of the video have been scrubbed from Chinese social media, the Swedish company's response to the clip gained 9 million views. Oh. 9 million views. When they, we resolutely oppose and condemn this kind of behavior. Well, of course you do.
The rest of the world doesn't.
The homeware group said that it would take even more careful security and public cleanliness measures, encouraged all customers to browse stores in an orderly and civilized way. I don't even really think they need to tell people.
You don't need to explain. We know.
This is one person doing their thing.
Most people don't go to IKEA and masturbate on the furniture that they have available.
People are more offended by the fact that there's nobody wearing face masks in the video in Beijing. So as far as shopping goes, you know what I mean? That's
okay. Well, yeah, I guess if you're in China, right?
Yeah.
And it's IKEA.
Mm-hmm. By the way, a Beijing branch of the Japanese clothing chain's Uniqlo became infamous in 2015 after a clip of a couple having sex in one of its changing rooms went viral. It actually helped increase sales in this place.
You gotta go there.
Police arrested five people, including the young couple in the video, over the matter. They denied that it was a publicity stunt. They were just kind of saying, hey, we just wanted to have sex in here and film it, and that's what we did.
Yeah, I mean, but look, it's a changing room. I think worse things have happened in a changing room. Every time I even go into a changing room, I'm like, the only difference between this and like a public toilet is that there is no toilet.
Oh, correct. You see one set of feet or two?
Man, when I was a little kid, I think I'm like 4 or 5 years old, my mother takes me into the changing room. I don't know what I'm trying on. There's obviously a kid with his mother in the changing room next to me, right? You can see each other from, what, the calves down, essentially. You know those, like the safety pin kind of things they put in clothes?
Oh, yeah.
The kid on the other side pulled the pin out of his shirt, pants, whatever, and like reaches under the door, pokes me in the leg, man.
I hate trying on clothes. I hate it.
Well, yeah.
You know why I hate it? Because you can never.
Because it's like getting dressed over and over.
Let's just say this. We go and we get.
It's always hot in there.
I pick out four pairs of jeans for you, right?
All right.
Okay, we go in there.
Are you shopping for Ted again?
Well, I'm going to get the best ones. And then, of course, he's going to walk out and tell me how they look on his butt. That's the way the jean shopping works. I don't know if you've ever been in a couple relationship, but that's how it works.
It's only the ass that matters. Yeah, that is
only
it.
The butt, the length they can figure out.
Everybody knows how it fits. And how does my butt look?
But here's the thing. When you need to fold those jeans back up and put them in the exact way that they have them to put back on the shelf, it's a nightmare. You can't figure out how the hanger works. They fold it in a weird way, different than the way I fold jeans.
You gotta
fold in at the crotch.
Right. And then you
have to turn
the fly area inward, and then the crease goes down the front instead of the sides. It's just really difficult for me.
Well, you only feel bad if it's the clothes you're not going to buy, right? So, like, the jeans, they don't care about the ones you're going to buy, but you, like, hand the guy, because they just stand there and wait for you, and you hand them this hanger, and it's obvious. It is so obvious that you've effed up their fold. And they always try to be kind, but you can see that glint in her eye that's like, I hate customers.
Just leave it. I'll take care of it.
Right. Or you get
that's
it.
Why if I find, I do the old man thing. If I find one pair that fit, I'm like, I'm buying four of these. I'll take four of these, same colors.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess as good as my count of the categories will be the best salad dressings and the best salad ingredients.
Yay.
Your guess is as good as mine coming up right after these emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
Into the birthday pile we go. It is our son's 12th trip around the sun. We have been listening every day through these trying times. So happy birthday, Luke. Can I get a Suck It Up cupcake and a little kid fish sandwich? Thanks, guys. You rock.
So suck it up, cupcake
fish sandwich.
Well, guys, it is my brother John's Dirty 30. He listens to your show every day. I told him for the last few years I would email him, but me being a loser, I forgot. So can we get a little turtle wax? Cut that bitch off next, caller. And the Dirty German's talking about his Dirty 30. Make it really dirty. Thanks, guys, and love the show. That from Robert.
Fish sandwich.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Yo, for your Dirty 30, I say you do it Seattle style. That's where you put your mother love bone in your mud honey.
Yeah, so make sure you scoop up all that mud honey and rub it all over your body. It's also, it's hard to have a Dirty 30 these days. You're wearing gloves and a mask.
Yeah.
Things are fun out of it.
No, that is how we were doing things long before this.
Hold it, gentlemen. My husband, Dan, pronounced Slutter Butter, is a huge fan of you guys. Listens to you every day in his truck and at home. He's 38 years old, and I know he'd love a happy birthday from you guys. And maybe you guys talking all over yourselves about having too many kids. We have too many kids, and they're not in school, and driving us completely bananas right now. Love you guys, and best wishes. That from Chrissy. Okay.
I'm in trouble, man. Once you have one, you kind of have too many. Once you have two, it just comes out, man. First time you had one, it's like,
that is a fact.
Yeah, not the whole thing.
Enjoy having the sex.
That's what I'm going to have. Sex and work. And condom.
Love the show, guys, but my brother-in-law, Greg, loves you way more. He tries to never miss a show. Even when he's on the road, he listens on the radio.com app or the podcast. And today, he is 50 years old. He would be thrilled if you guys would send him an original fish sandwich, a big old bong hit, because he might enjoy a little THC now and then. And the Dirty German's talking about his specialty low-voltage electric wiring. Thanks, guys. You rock. And, of course, stay beautiful. That from Steve.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're into all of this electricity, because tonight we will be using many things that need batteries.
Yeah, it just seems like a proper way to keep these animals in the yard. So maybe somebody else. Right? Low voltage wiring?
Oh, yeah.
That
means like somebody wants to put in your doorbell camera system.
All right.
Wire your stereo or any of that stuff, yeah. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Yaza Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Let's get a contestant online for your guess is as good as mine. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA. Couple extra emails. First off, thank you, fellas, for keeping me smiling through this damn virus. You all are gentlemen and scholars. Well, gentlemen, anyway. Thanks, anyway, besides that. And thanks a lot to you, Thrill, for influencing me into buying an air fryer.
Yes, preach.
I'm pretty sure I've gained 10 pounds. I've only had it for 2 days. Not stopped eating since I got it. I cook everything in it. Hot dogs, bacon, chicken wings, you name it, it goes in there. And I am more than happy with the purchase, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be the death of me. That's all, rock on.
Oh, yeah, you're going to die, but you're going to die happy, that man. And that's what it's about.
Soon to be morbidly obese bald guy, Tyler.
If somebody sent me a quite the fine recipe for next level nachos earlier.
Oh, really?
Well, you need an air fryer, so I'm not going to share it with you. But
I can do it in the oven. It's nachos.
No. But these are next level nachos.
But restaurants make
Miles,
nachos.
I know, but these are next. They make nachos. These are next level nachos.
Ola Dinosaurs, subject Nick Cage in studio. Catching up on that podcast. Yeah. Thrill, wow, what a Nick Cage impression you did.
Oh, say no more.
You totally nailed it. I couldn't tell the difference. Thought he was in the studio with you guys. Also, I just got an air fryer today.
Yeah.
Can't wait to enjoy some dino nuggets, Miles. Or Dino Buddies, I guess they're actually called. All my love to you for keeping us sane and laughing. That from Leah. They're called Dino Buddies?
I didn't know. I thought they were Dino. It doesn't matter.
Question about beer. Here you go. We can answer a question about beer. Ted, you're going to love this one.
All right.
This comes from our friend Victor in Omaha, Nebraska.
They are called Dino Buddies.
I've never been to Nebraska. It's one of those states I've never been to.
I've been to Nebraska. Okay. You're okay.
I was going to go.
College game?
Yeah, College World Series.
All right.
Omaha.
Sure.
Oh, that would be that would be pretty cool. Guys, I just want to thank you guys for staying original and on the air. This has been a pretty difficult time for a lot of people, including my family and myself. And your great show, humor and talent, have brought some routine and semblance of normalcy to a lot of people. So thank you for that. P.S. I'm still waiting on Men's Room Red to show up here in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, nice.
Also,
well, if Miles ever goes, he'll bring some.
Have any of you ever tried Leinen Kugel's Summer Shandy?
Summer Shandy? Jeez.
It's my beer of choice usually. It is delicious and refreshing.
It is.
Delicious and refreshing.
Ted, have you ever tried the Leinen Kugel Summer Shandy?
I have. I enjoy a Summer Shandy.
You do?
They have different flavors of shandies.
What else they have? Grapefruit?
I think there's like a grape shandy.
Shut up.
Okay. Maybe like a cherry shandy.
All right.
Ted Shandy.
Shandy.
A Ted Shandy.
Shandy.
Hey, ladies, would you like a Ted Shandy?
Oh, would you like to come over for a shandy?
Ted, this one is for you. This is in your wheelhouse here.
All right. Is it about shandies?
No, it's another thing you love. Hey, Ted, you keep talking about watching the Michael Jordan documentary.
Oh, The Last Dance.
On Netflix. I've been trying to find it on Netflix, but I can't find it. What's it called? Thanks, that's from Joey.
It's The Last Dance, and it's on ESPN.
Right. You're going and looking in the wrong place. Yeah.
It'll eventually be there, I bet, but you're not going to find it right now on Netflix.
No, when it gets to Netflix, you'll have cussing.
They have cussing right now.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
They're talking to basketball players.
Yeah, I mean, when they aired at 9 o'clock, they put the curse words in.
And they couldn't even tell if Dennis Rodman's cussing or not because they don't know what he said.
Yeah.
Did he cuss? I don't know, let him talk.
Guys, as far as the letters on signs, we're talking about like a letter burning out on a sign or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and it creates a new word, right.
Well, guys, look up the Bally's in Las Vegas. The Y had some serious issues from the wind, so they took the whole sign down. But, yeah.
You just said balls.
Love the show, fellas. From Georgia and Arizona. I'd go there.
Oh, absolutely.
You kidding me? Where are you guys at? Balls.
Right.
What it says. 7:30. What I can't do now. Guys, I was fast, unbelievably fast. I was so fast that I caught our football team's varsity running back during a politically correct game of put him down. I was still fast as a big old fat guy when I was a driver for DHL. Two drivers were talking about how fast they were and challenged each other to a race. I was quietly sorting envelopes about 20 feet away behind a table. When they called out, ready, set, go, I ran around my table, closed that 20-foot gap, and easily blew past both of them and out of the warehouse doors in the parking lot because it took me that long to slow down. Everyone inside was laughing at the other two and in disbelief at how fast I was, since I weigh 309 pounds. I am down at 170 now.
Damn.
When I found out that I'm not fast anymore was when my 2-year-old decided it was time for him to sprint into traffic. Down the sidewalk he went, laughing at a slow dad with me in hot pursuit, and he was evading me every step. He's gotten much more unbelievably fast. I called him and pretty much clotheslined him right before he got into traffic. He still laughs at the idea of being fast. Someday I'll get my knees fixed, and I'll show that little bastard.
That's crazy. He was that fast at that
from
weight.
Revis.
Mm-hmm. You should be playing NFL football at that point, man.
Oh, what else we got here? But Cholas, you guys talked about just barely passing the written part of a driving test.
Mm-hmm.
I have a driving test that I barely passed. Back when I was trucking, I had the brilliant idea to go team driving with my girlfriend. Future me says, don't do that. I changed jobs to a team-friendly company. Her and I both had the same start date. Companies are legally required to give each other a driving test during the hiring process. Company decided to do it at the end of the orientation day after we'd all been dropped off at our hotel. Well, her and I didn't feel like being tested that day, so we found a bar and figured we'd drink until the test driver was gone. After several hours, we returned to said hotel, and that guy was waiting specifically to test my girlfriend. The company had a strict no-drinking policy, even during private time, so we couldn't just tell the guy we'd been drinking and she couldn't test. So I made a deal with the guy. I'd do his hardest test if he tested her tomorrow during the day. He agreed, and I nailed the test. The guy had nothing but great things to say about me the next day, and that's how I wound up passing the driver test in 2013 at a trucking company in a semi while drunk. I've been sober for 429 days now. Cheers, guys. That's from John the Jumbotron guy. Okay, one more. Laundromat naked guy. Ola, back in school, driving home at 4 a.m. I am super tired. I live near a laundromat, and as I'm getting closer, the laundromat door opens. A guy sticks his head out, looks both ways, with no one around, comes out totally naked, and starts jogging down the sidewalk. I couldn't stop laughing. He must have been washing every stitch of clothes he had. Love you guys. Stay cool, bitchulas. That from Mark. All right. Time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line, and then from there, you pick from one of two amazing categories. And you try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out.
I want another amazing appliance.
These are great. I handpicked these categories today.
Oh, I know you do.
With our head writer, Jolly Joe, giving a little writing credit as well for sending these in. He's all about the salads these days. Probably cutting weight as we speak.
Oh,
Jolly
sure.
Joe. Yeah, absolutely.
Like everybody. Just dropping pounds.
He doesn't have an air fryer.
You don't know that.
So, who is our contestant ready to play your guesses as good as mine?
I can't confirm it, but he says his name is Glenn. Hello, Glenn. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
the chat. Hola. Glenn, welcome to the program, and your guess is as good as mine. Boy, oh boy, in honor of the air fryer today, we're going to go with the best salad dressings and the best salad ingredients. So where do you want to go, Glenn? You want to go salad ingredients or salad dressings?
They're really both great categories. I think we're going to go with dressings.
Dressings, that is, Glenn.
Good
all
call.
Right,
good
all
call.
Right. So what we have for you, voted on by the people.
What
is
people?
The top 10 the people who eat salads. You would not be included in this.
Yeah, they didn't ask me.
Salad-eating people went and they voted, and they figured out what the top 10 dressings are of all times. Some of these, Ted, you won't even be able to guess because you don't think of them as actual salad dressing. In fact, they are.
I mean, you got to go with the kings, like ranch and Caesar to start.
All right, Glenn, where are you going to start?
All right, well, I got to go with ranch, of course.
Ranch is one of my favorite dressings. It comes in at number 9.
What?
Oh, wait.
Number 9.
Because salad-eating people don't really use it on their salad, do
they? No, they kind of dip everything
people.
Else. That's what I'm saying. It is a salad dressing, but we know that's not really how traditionally it's consumed these days.
What about, like, Thousand Island dressing? I like a good Reuben, so I'm down with Thousand Island dressing. I've never seen anyone eat a salad with Thousand Island dressing.
I'm going to have a salad with Thousand Island dressing tonight.
Really?
Yep.
What kind of salad is it?
It's a Boston lettuce. I put a tomato.
Never mind.
On it,
I shouldn't
carrots.
Have asked. You lost me a Boston lettuce.
Yeah, I mean,
lettuce.
I could have done a cob, like a head of lettuce, done a quarter wedge. Either way, it's fine with
you. You're living, bro. You're living.
All right, Glenn, what's your next guess?
Well, for real, I know you don't eat vegetables, but I will go with Thousand Island.
Number 2!
Oh!
Number 2, yeah.
So wait a minute, is this for actually putting on salads?
No,
or is this
just
it's the best that? Salad dressing.
Because look at there's honey mustard salad dressing. And I use honey mustard salad dressing, I will use Italian salad dressing, I will use Thousand Island salad dressing. I like the dressings, but I don't eat them on salad.
Yeah,
Italian's a good call.
Italian's
that
strong.
Shows up in a lot of stuff.
I gotta go with blue cheese, even though I hate it.
I love it.
Number 3.
See again.
The
non-salad eater, but I stand by blue cheese dressing.
The cheese needed the money.
I hate blue cheese.
Why?
Because it's gross.
No, it's not. It's mold.
Look, it is gross, but it tastes delicious. I understand. Here's some cheese. Here's some mold. Terrible, but it tastes delicious enough. I don't care.
All right, so far, Glenn, you got Thousand Island at number 2, blue cheese at number 3, and ranch at number 9. Correct. You have 7 of the 10 best salad dressings. I'm sorry, 3 of the 10, and no strikes against you. 7 left in the category.
I think we're going to go with French dressing.
Ooh, the French dressing, which involves the tongue. I can't give it to you. I can't give it to you. It might be disguised in a different name, Kyle.
I've heard of French dressing, and then after you said it, Glenn, I'm like...
French is a little bit more orange, Glenn. You want to go a little bit more red.
What was it, Catalina?
Ooh.
That seems very specific, though. Hang on. Let's play this safe against Caesar.
You guys have lost.
Let's get Caesar in there.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go with Caesar.
Caesar is number 5. Congratulations. You've gotten 4 out of the 10. Caesar, blue cheese, Thousand Island, and ranch. 1 strike against you, Glenn.
Some suggestions coming from the outside are honey mustard and balsamic. Again, as a meat eater, I like both.
Balsamic's great. Honey mustard shows up a lot.
You ever put honey mustard, though, on a salad, then?
That's what I'm
Rarely.
Saying.
Rarely. Right. Yeah. Yes. I mean, like, I never even think about it as a salad dressing. I think about it as something I dip my nuggets in.
Yeah, of course.
When you say it like that, it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is weird.
Well,
thank you, Glenn.
It kills the saltiness.
I mean, honey mustard
it goes,
is...
Yeah. It goes along with the French.
Yeah.
Yes.
I fill my belly button up with it. So you can just...
We're going to go with honey mustard.
You're going to go with honey mustard? Honey mustard is number 10, Glenn. Nice work.
All right,
so you're halfway to home, man. You got Thousand Island, blue cheese, Caesar ranch, and honey mustard. There are 5 more salad dressings remaining, including number 1, and you only have 1 strike against you.
I still think Italian's got to be in there, man.
Right.
You can cook with it. You could put it on
marinate,
stuff.
Right.
Macaroni salad.
I have to go along with Ted. It's got to be Italian.
Nice work, Paisano. Number four, Italian.
All right, all right.
All right, so
you're throwing out the ethnic slurs now. You know it's good.
Yeah, Thousand Island blue cheese, Italian, you jag. Caesar ranch and honey mustard. All right, you got to 6 out of 10. Glenn, you're doing real well, man, actually. These last four are not difficult. You still got to get number one. Think about no matter what, no matter where you go, what is the one option that's always available as a base salad dressing? This is a standard of standard gets.
More than Italian or ranch?
Yeah.
Or Caesar?
Think about when you get a mixed green salad.
Balsamic? Yeah, say balsamic.
I'll go with balsamic.
Balsamic vinaigrette number one.
That is the old.
Man, that sounds real good.
Again.
Vinegar and oil. That is basically the number one best salad dressing overall for everybody, including.
Also, the nicknames of my testicles.
Yep. I'm still thick and easy.
Glenn, you've got number one balsamic vinaigrette, number two Thousand Island, three blue cheese, four Italian, five Caesar, nine ranch, and 10 honey mustard.
What are we missing, three?
We're missing three.
Am I close to my interpretation of French?
You are.
All right. I remember French. People don't eat it much. It's red. It's Catalina, right? Oh, am I pronouncing that wrong? I hope not.
No.
Yeah.
No, you're pronouncing it right.
That sounds familiar. I do remember Catalina. Let's go with Catalina.
Catalina's number six.
Yeah.
Oh, it's called Catalina?
It's called Catalina. Yeah.
So Catalina and French are basically the same.
They're a little different. And the one that tops Catalina as far as the, as I like to think, of the color flavor chart, orange being French.
All right.
A little bit above orange, we'll call it a mango or a red orange, being Catalina. And then there's the dark red. From the dark red country.
Oh, yes! Come on, comrade! Russian!
Oh! Yeah, we can go Russian. Russian's good.
Yes, Mother Russia.
Ah,
Russian.
Mother Russia salad.
Number seven. 9 out of 10 salad dressings.
We put dressing directly on Baird.
You guys see me eat a few salads. I can't remember last time I saw somebody get Catalina or Russian dressing.
Oh, I was going to ask, man.
Some old person on the East Coast.
Right, gotta be.
You don't have Catalina?
How do you have lox and don't have Catalina?
Right, Glenn, technically, by taste alone, this is kind of an ethnic dressing. Not really.
Tzatziki!
As much as Italian is, or Russian dressing is.
Crisco!
Or French is, which is not. This is, or ranch is, from Hidden Valley. The Hidden Valley Ranch area.
I mean,
your last salad
Greek?
Dressing.
I'm guessing Greek, man.
Ooh, Greek? Is there such a thing as Greek dressing?
Be careful who says that to you, but yes.
Yeah. I thought Greek dressing was tzatziki.
No. Tzatziki's just tzatziki. I've seen Greek dressing before, like in bottles at the store.
Right.
Aren't you cultured?
I really am.
Has a little bit of yogurt base to it.
Wow.
All right, Glenn.
Man.
Tzatziki, Jeff.
All right, I'll go Greek. I've never heard of it, but whatever.
You'll go Greek, number eight.
Nice!
You got them all, Glenn. Oh. 10 out of 10. Oh. Here are the best salad dressings of all time. Number 10, honey mustard, followed by at 9, ranch, Greek at 8, Russian dressing at 7, Catalina at 6, Caesar at 5, number 4 is Italian, followed by blue cheese at 3, Thousand Island at 2, the balsamic vinaigrette is your favorite all-time salad dressing. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Coming up in 7 minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right. Could the porn industry help America reopen safely? The industry has used contact tracing and testing to prevent the spread of STDs. And it's possible that their methods could translate to coronavirus tracing and testing as well.
Hmm. Okay, I mean, with STDs, I don't just like sneeze on someone.
That's fair.
Gotta get a little more intimate.
A man in New Jersey who's been in a 2-year relationship with a ghost.
Oh boy!
Says that she's left their quarantine, and now he's worried that she is cheating on him.
Ooh!
I really hope someone's looking after this guy.
Yeah. What city was this in?
This was in New Jersey.
Oh, hey, whole state.
Not before another ghost.
Trust me, if she's anywhere near the shore, somebody already hooked up with her.
She already has a ghost STD.
Right? Yeah, all right.
A mannequin.
She's at Seaside. It's fine, Mike.
And her ghost shows up in the color of orange.
Yeah, still wearing a lot of makeup.
A man in Connecticut was kicked out of a McDonald's for not wearing a face mask, so he threw a rock through the window. Then went to a Walmart and shoplifted women's underwear for some reason, and the police caught him right after that.
Yeah, okay. I don't understand how that whole thing came together, but
I think it makes a lot of sense.
It's once you get throws out the rock.
Once you get, you know, you get thrown out of a McDonald's, you say, look, I'm going to hit this place with a rock. Now, how do I finish this off? Steal panties.
That's correct.
Stealing panties.
You just got to figure it out, bro.
But to me, it's like peanut butter and jelly. Even if you go to McDonald's, like, all right, everyone eating? Yeah. Anyone feel like going to Walmart picking up some women's panties?
Yeah.
It sounds like the band that should open up for Steel Panther. Steel panties.
Steel, you know, panties. What he was in there for, Mike?
Steel panties.
What was he in there for, Chad?
Ow. Fish sandwich.
Fish sandwich. Never too early. An elementary school teacher in Indiana built a flexible plastic barrier around her door, kind of Bubble Boy style, so she could safely give her students hugs. Yay.
Okay. All right. I mean, hey, it works.
I'm bringing some good news to you guys.
Even the students want to hug her. I mean, you might get your feelings hurt. Like, nah, that's okay.
Actually, I would guess that kids are closer now to their teachers than they've ever been.
It was always
that distance. You know what I mean? Sure. Growing up, as far as, you know, the I don't know.
Because our teachers were mean, and they beat you with rulers. Right. I mean, like, that doesn't go on now.
It seems that times have changed that right. Way, for sure. Thank God.
A woman in New Jersey gave birth in late March when she was in a medically induced coma because of coronavirus. Now she's out of the coma, she's tested negative for the virus, and she finally got to meet her baby right before Mother's Day.
I didn't know I was pregnant. I mean,
look.
Not that you ever want to go into a coma. For any reason.
But generally speaking,
That doesn't seem like the best circumstances. Not sure how you're going to wake up, whether your brain will be all there, or how your body functions and all that. But if giving birth is one of the most painful experiences in human existence, if you just kind of figured out a way to skip it,
I mean, is that the worst thing that could happen? All things considered, it's like getting a vasectomy during the NCAA tournament.
Right,
you know, exactly. I'm going to be home, I'm going to be watching basketball. Like, the right time, it seems like that this would be...
Just want to sleep through a pregnancy.
You just wake up and boom, you got a kid. I mean,
labor.
Yeah, you don't have to do any of that. I mean, you do, but you don't know you did.
What if that would make her more relaxed, if it would actually be a little bit easier?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, like...
Assume it's a C-section, though.
What was the day you were born?
Because you got a push.
I don't know. Right? I didn't wake up to 3 weeks later. Who knows? They gave you some crabby name.
Right. Oh, yeah. Do you wait to name the kid?
I think so.
Oh, I'd have been like, baby, you can be really mad. I want you to meet little Thorberta.
Thorberta. An anonymous donor paid rent for the month of May for a vintage record store in Tennessee.
Nice.
Cool.
Someone in Michigan took out a bill.
It's not anonymous. Everybody knows Bill down the street that has that is rich and has the most vinyl.
I was going to say
the guy with the big ass vinyl collection.
One of the greatest record stores in my mind in all the country, and documented as wise
here?
Publications. Yes.
Yep.
Closed down. I'm not sure if they're completely shut down, but
June 1st. Bob Street Records.
Yep.
This is my go-to joint, man. I mean, I love this place, love the vinyl. So I know they're shutting down, but the guy said if you are interested in vinyl like we are, he is, I believe, he's going to part with a lot of his inventory. And I mean, he has hundreds of thousands of records, right? But he's going to part with some of the inventory because he has collectors from around the world already calling him. The stuff that he's going to keep, I believe he said he's going to try to move it to online.
Or private residences, which is why Steve and I are here for him.
Gotcha.
We'll keep that.
Keep it in the cellar.
We'll keep that collection.
Yeah.
Trust me, I have had the article about his shop minimized on my computer so that I do not forget, so that I get in contact. Seriously. So, like, hey, man, when you go online, let me know, because there's some crap I want to buy.
Someone in Michigan took out a billboard to advertise that their favorite restaurant was still open for carryout and delivery, and the restaurant had no idea.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I donated to a couple GoFundMes for some places I like.
There you go. Keeping them alive, man.
Trying.
A man in England almost escaped arresting officers, but he gave away his hiding place.
How'd he do that?
Well, I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cogs are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999-HOLA.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.